Just an absolute, the sky is filled, a sea of colors at all different levels. The Porter paint balloon looks like it's busting at its seams.
Oh, we're up the air, thank God.
Oh, you're off already.
I can't believe we finally got off the ground. There are three of us in the 7-Up balloon, myself, Mel Hansen, the pilot, and a clown.
Milton?
Right, Jack. We are coming down to Earth now. We're going to have coffee. We're going to have sausage sandwiches
from...
Well, let me tell you exactly where we are, Jack. We're headed toward a lovely lake here below me.
You're in the Rhodes balloon. You're in the position. Come on, Lizzie.
I heard about the big lake. Cut me a break.
It's going to be a tricky target, for sure.
California cooler balloon, and Rusty Ellison's the pilot. I must ask him, why are some of the other pilots flying a little bit lower than us, Rusty?
They don't know what they're doing, Terry.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Make jokes about the fact that I'm behind you once again. Big deal, but we're catching up in the 7-Up balloon.
Like, cut me a break.
Pleased to say that for once, the wind is blowing in the right direction, and I'm actually going with the rest of the pack.
Whoops. Let's see. Let me get that.
And there's Liz. She's down a little bit lower, and I think she's going right to... kind of tracking right for this lake, if I'm not mistaken.
I guess you are. Let's see. They were circling the lake the last time we heard. Lizzie?
We're doing very well and pretty far back from Liz, but not too far in front of Doug McKelvin in the 7-Up balloon who's catching us. I heard Wayne mention Fred Wishy a moment ago. I understand Fred's going to be on the roof with a slingshot, so be careful when you head over his house.
Wayne, are you there? We're trying to get Wayne.
So if somebody would like to pass along the information, listen, we'll take it any old time.
I hear little blurbs of moose there.
Breakfast will be ready over here. Just stay on their present course and we'll be watching for them.
I don't see the X yet.
And Doug McKelvin's balloon is floating very low now. We're still up at a safe level here so that we can watch everything, but Doug's is so low I think he's picking apples off of people's trees.
Oh, hello. Mel Hanson and the clown were just chatting about things.
Well, never mind the two clowns and the pilot in the 7-Up balloon. I think we're going to win.
It's looking real good, but I'll tell you that. Mel Hanson, those guys in the 7-Up balloon, they are pros.
They are
pros.
Even in the guy in the clown suit?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. We blew it, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'd love to talk technical talk on the radio.
All right, Wayne, go right ahead.
What?
Tell us what's going on.
I'm busy goofing off.
We're going to try Wayne Perkey one more time on the two-way. Wayne? All right. Okay, Wayne, go to it.
We flew right over the X, and we're second right now. Of course, there's only two down there.
How far out are you on Taylorsville Road, Lizzie?
Oh, boy, you're asking me. I'm not even sure what state's underneath me.
We're going to win.
Oh, I've heard that from several other people already.
No, you don't understand. We have a plan.
Oh.
We have hidden propellers on board.
Oh, you know it. Our pilot, Rusty Ellison, has thought this out long and hard now.
I just want all the California Cooler California Cooler crew. I talk well, too. Don't you notice?
What do you got there? 6 feet and 6 inches? Wow, nice going.
Doug, I don't know if you've noticed yet, but there is a household just down the roadway where people came out and spray painted on the top of the barn. I have not gotten my Bingham Bucks yet.
And they just did a little bit of dynamiting, which is kind of an interesting effect from the air. Also scares the dickens out of me.
Yes.
I'll stand in the middle of New Cut Road in Iroquois and hope nothing happens.
Oops. I almost got run over there.
You better get out of the street, John.
I think I will.
Okay, now we know exactly what we're looking for.
Wayne Perkey! Perkey, there's $1,000 in this for you if you'll stick it in the middle of the X.
I'm tired of being a bridesmaid. I mean, this is getting to be ridiculous.
Are you ready to toss your seed here, Doug?
Here comes. He's winding up like a lariat. Martin Marietta about to throw his breath. Here comes the bluegrass thing back. And, oops, he landed about 3 feet in front of Doug.
What do you think the mayors of other major cities are doing this moment as we speak? I think they're probably still in bed sleeping.
Okay.
All of our nice people from W84 WHS.
Okay, thank you, Milton.
Thank you very much, Jack.
All right, now, tell us what happened right at the finish and then give us the official results.
We had two first places. We had Chevron and the Stroh Brewing Company.
Miners isn't going to win this. Liz isn't going to win this. We are going to win this race.